And then we also have three international media houses based in Tanzania. And for the sake of the three international media houses based in Tanzania, because a few, I can quickly mention them. It's Reuters, BBC, and Deutsche Welle. Those are here present. We're going to start the press conference. It's going to be for 30 minutes, and I'll be moderating that. Questions will be directed towards the objective of the visit that has been pointed out earlier. So I'll start by acknowledging the presence of other members in the press conference, by acknowledging the presence of Acting Minister for Finance, Mrs. Sada Mkuya Salum, who's here present, and also Honorable Governor, the Bank of Tanzania, Professor Benno Ndulu. And together with the Queen, we have the Executive Director of World Food Programme, Mrs. Etherine Cousin. Thank you. And we also have Deputy Director General Knowledge from FAO, Mrs. Maria Helena Semedo. Thank you. And we also have Director Policy Technical and Advisory Division from IFED, Mr. Adolfo Brizzi. Welcome, sir. I will now allow Your Majesty the Queen humbly for just giving a few introductory remarks, and then you'll choose how to proceed by allowing the other delegates from UN Roman-based agencies to proceed to give the introductory remarks, and then we'll proceed with the press conference. Welcome, Your Majesty.
Does this work? Yeah. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I first of all would like to start by saying I'm deeply impressed, and I would like to congratulate the Bank of Tanzania and the government for Tanzania for having launched such a framework on financial inclusion that targets 50% of the population by 2015. What I think is more impressive, really, is the fact that you know, financial inclusion is not something that you have to throw a lot of capital in it. It is sometimes an issue of working together to be able to, as a team, try to get all the obstacles that are in the way to really provide savings, credits, payments, insurance, and remittances to even the lowest parts of the population, the lower income parts of the population. And if we see the council that was today signing after behind Governor Ndulu, you could really realize the number of ministries that were involved, the number of players, not only from the public sector, but also from the private sector, and not only from the private sector being financial sector, but also the producers, the farmers, because in the end of the day, financial inclusion is a means to an end and not in itself. And if we do not reach the smallholder farmers, we will not be doing a job right. 75% of the population in Tanzania lives in rural areas and are dependent on farming. So it is their needs that we need to cater to. And we need to build that infrastructure to be able to reach them, even in the last mile, which is extremely expensive to get to. Innovations today give us this possibility. We've been talking about mobile banking, mobile telephony. Even yesterday we were speaking with new enterprises that are using new innovations like satellite imaging to get information for farmers. And these issues are making now possible for us to reach every Tanzanian, every 45 million Tanzanians. And I think this framework will actually be a fantastic action plan to really reach this. And it was very nice to see in one of the pages of the framework with very good sorted out aims and who's in charge of this in which year. I mean, this is a very detailed action plan that I think merits our respect to the government, to the governor, and also to the government of Tanzania. And myself, as a special advocate for financial inclusion for development, this is something that we've seen has been a successful way to achieving financial inclusion, leadership and coordination. And what we've added to this trip is that we've joined forces with three UN-based organizations, FAO, World Food Programme, and IFAD. I think they're going to be speaking for themselves about the programs and the reasons why they're here, but maybe our common vision is that we've realized that financial inclusion is a very important part to assure agriculture production, food security, and really the development of the poor people in agriculture-based nations. Just to give you an idea, I think that there's, but for a couple of countries, there's no nation in the world that's been able to develop itself properly if it didn't start with agricultural development. So I think this is a very important issue to look into, and agriculture and financial inclusion can really play a role. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Your Majesty, Queen Maxima. And now, let's proceed.
Thank you very much. I'm so proud to be here today with the government of Tanzania and, of course, with Her Excellency, Queen Maxima. On behalf of WFP, I would like to congratulate the Bank of Tanzania as well as the government on the new financial inclusion framework being launched today. It has the potential to impact lives of some of the poorest people in the world. The WFP and the Rome-based agency support the government's vision that all Tanzanians will be able to use financial tools to manage cash flows and mitigate shocks, particularly the poorest and the most vulnerable here in Tanzania, the smallholder farmer. WFP is the world's largest hunger relief organization, working to end food insecurity and chronic malnutrition. In Tanzania, that means that we work primarily in the rural areas, serving the unbanked, those without savings. This financial framework, this financial inclusion framework signed today, will provide a new tool. As Her Majesty said in her remarks, this is a means to an end. We honor this week so many around the world, President Nelson Mandela, who in his address to the World Food Program several years ago, noted that hunger is a moral issue. If we truly honor him, it is to end hunger in our lifetime. It is this type of tool here in Tanzania which will give us the ability to provide the support to those who are depending upon us to make life different for them. Thank you for this opportunity. We look forward to working with you. WFP will continue to support those who are most in need, not just by filling stomachs, but by ensuring through working together with the government, with the other UN agencies, that families can feed themselves. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Executive Director WFP, Afrin Kazim. Thank you.
Thank you. I am Maria Helena Semedo, Deputy Director General, Food and Agriculture Organization, in charge of coordination of natural resources. First of all, I would like to congratulate the government of Tanzania and the Bank of Tanzania for preparing and launching today this initiative, or this framework, sorry, on financial inclusion. I would like to thank the Queen Maxima for putting us together. I believe we are here as United Nations. She is here on her capacity of special advocate, with the goal of overarching better life for the people in the world, is what we are looking for. And financial inclusion is one of the ways how we can reach the poor people, how we can help them to improve their lives and increase their food security. From the Food and Agriculture Organization, we work here with the smallholder farmers to helping them how they can better produce, how they can produce from to the market, not only increase their productivity using better seeds, but how they can reach the market. And one of the questions we discuss with the Minister of Agriculture is the reduction of post-harvest losses. is very high, around 40%. And this means that the smallholder farmers, they have already some difficulties in producing, and they lose what they produce. We are here to advocate for special tools in the strategy for the smallholder farmers. How this risky agriculture can be part of this inclusive finance, and they are already, but how we can have smart tools to reach the needs of these smallholder farmers. And we consider that value chain competitiveness and the mobilization of additional savings to agriculture, to the smallholder farmer, is a way to respond to this need. On the other side, we are working with the smallholder farmers, with the government, to implement the big results. This is the one of the vision of the government, how they can achieve the big results. And we have maize, sugar, and rice. And we are here to work with the government and with the smallholder farmers, how they can reach this goal. And now, the strategy has been approved. We have to move towards implementation. And the goal is how we scale and how we fast the pace to implementation and to reach the 50% as stated in the strategy by the government. As I said, we are here to support the smallholder farmers, to support the government with the appropriate policies and appropriate mechanism for a better production and a better life. Because food security is food security for all, and inclusive finance for all is what Her Majesty is advocating. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Deputy Director Fao. Thank you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It is a honor for me to represent IFAD and its president, Nwanze Kanayo, at this particular event on the launch of the National Financial Inclusion Framework today in Dar es Salaam. And we particularly want to congratulate the government for this path-breaking event, which augurs well to what is to come. For those of you who are not particularly familiar with IFAD, I can just say that IFAD is a UN agency, as you know, but we're also an IFI, an International Finance Organization. So to that extent, we do extend loans and grants to governments. And in that, to that extent, we are quite unique in the arena of the development finance. In Tanzania particularly, and anywhere else in the world, IFAD has tried to remain loyal to its initial and core mandate, which is the small and family farms business. Why we think that this identity of IFAD is so important and we have remained so loyal to it is essentially because we think that the small and family farms will give us an entry point into three main areas. The first one is most of these people are poor. So unless you address that segment of the population, efforts to poverty reduction and alleviation will remain vain. The second one is this large market is really an agriculture market which we need to help for feeding the world in 2050 when we're going to be 9 billion on the planet. And unless the small and family farms are put to contribution to that effort, this is not going to happen. Not only in terms of food security, but also in terms of access to market. And finally, the third entry point is really the resilience part and helping this group of the population to better manage risks and better manage their livelihood. In Tanzania, the role of IFAD is particularly direct and tangible on financial inclusion. We support not only financial access at the lowest level, and you may be familiar with the SACO movement and the microfinance movement that we have helped to finance and support, but also all the logistics and delivery service design that comes with it, in terms of linking up this financial effort to linking smallholder to markets, to agriculture production, and to assets. So to that extent, we think that these programs that try already to provide some of these linkages needed are going to be an important tool for addressing food security and agriculture growth. We are committed to institutionally engage and working with their own based sister agencies, FAO and WFP, on financial inclusion in Tanzania and enhance the adaptive and productive capacity of smallholder farmers and rural poor to increase alternative income generating activities. And in line with this effort, IFAD is particularly proud to be associated with the efforts of the Office of Her Majesty the Queen, because her efforts to put inclusive finance, which is a topic so close to our heart, at the heart of the national programs and development, will be critical for our capacity to be more efficient. So let me just conclude by saying that, as you know, lack of access to finance is disproportionately skewed towards the poor, the women and the youth, and rural residents. Today, financial inclusion is increasingly seen as critical for ending poverty and supportive inclusive sustainable development. IFAD welcomes the National Financial Inclusion Framework launched today and is committed to work together with the government of Tanzania and the Bank of Tanzania in the interest of the poor rural, the rural poor people that we serve. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Deputy Director Policy from IFAD. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I first, Your Majesty the Queen, we are now going to start the questions, if I may be directed. I think we'll start directly. The questions are going to be directed to the speeches that we've just had and anything that you have towards the role of agriculture and the like, as we spoke in the seminar. So please proceed and ask questions. We have 15 minutes for the process to go. And if
good morning. My name is Elnazar. I write for the Daily News in Dar es Salaam. My question first, not to all of you, but particularly to FAO, that in this financial inclusion, we talk much about mobile transaction and how to make the rural poor to receive urban the rural poor to receive the financial services, but I don't really convince that how will this keep or make the farmers stay in their farm in the villages and reduce urban migration. That's I don't think it's a well addressed there or need a question. Then the second question go to our Minister of Finance. That one of the key issues is cost of financials, and is interest rates. And our interest rate is very high for the banks, but without addressing the key issues or variables that make the interest high, the inflation, the treasury bill, and so on, how will this interest go down? Because we want it to collapse so that it could help the farmers.